Oh dear. What's this? Oh, looks like a human. And smells like a human too. Hey. Hey, wake up. Are you all right? There you are, little Fern. What's a human like you doing in a forest like this? And at such a late hour? Whoa, easy. Hey, you're all right. I'm not going to hurt you. Where are you? You're in the enchanted forest, at the edge of the meadow. And from the looks of it, you were taking a nap. Hey, it's okay. Just take a breath. What am I? Oh, my apologies. My name is Rowan, and I'm the Prince of the Fawns in this region. It's nice to meet you. And your name is? What an interesting name. Do you mind if I just call you Fern? Why? Well, because it kind of suits you, don't you think? I mean, you are covered in them. My apologies. You probably didn't notice. Here, let me help you. There you go. Better? I see you're still a little confused. You don't remember anything. You must have just wandered in here without realizing it. All right, well, calm down and take a deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Now, think about the last thing you remember. Okay, you were going on a hike. Not sure what that is, but sounds interesting. Then you saw some fireflies. So you started to follow them. All right, that makes sense. They went through a brush of trees, and what looked like a doorway. Oh no, not again. I really need to have a talk with the Fairy King to stop this from happening. Oh, right. My apologies. You see, what you were chasing were not fireflies. They were actually fairies. Most likely in disguise. They led you through a fairy door and into our realm. Which explains why there's a human here. And it also explains why you can't remember anything after that. What? A dream? Well, sure. If you want to, you could think of this like a dream. I don't want you to go into shock or anything. But don't worry. I know the path back for you. Just follow me and I'll lead you out of here. And then you can head back down the mountain that you came from. What about your hiking buddies? Oh, you mean like companions? Honestly, I don't know. You're the only human I've come across, so it must have just been you. Don't worry. Time passes more slowly in here. An hour in the Fey realm is like minutes in the human one. So don't worry about that. By the time you'll get back, you'll be back on the trail where you were. And your friends will probably just be right there. Or maybe even a little bit ahead. since you said you were, hiking. I'm assuming that means walking uphill, yes? Oh, right, on a mountain trail. My mistake. All right. Well, come. Let's get you back. More about this place. I'm not sure that's a good idea. You see, humans are forbidden to enter this realm. Then why did the fairies bring you here? Well, fairies can be mischievous, and they kinda like to break the rules. They're just little tricksters, you see. But don't worry. I'll make sure that once you go back through, I close the door they opened. And then I'll place a curse on it. That way it won't be opened again. Oh, yes. We do have magic here. And curses and things like that. But don't worry, not all curses are bad. Like mine, for example. You see this tattoo on my back? This was a curse given to me by my family. Oh no, it's nothing like that. It doesn't hurt. You see, it lights up when danger is near. It's a warning curse. To help me when I have to go out and hunt and things like that. And it also would appear that you have a small curse placed on you as well, Fern. Well, to put it plainly, plants are unusually attracted to you. Look at your shoes. You see, they're already trying to climb back up onto you. Hey, be gentle. You don't have to step on them. Plants are safe, don't worry. It's not a bad curse. They just like you is all. Plant curses are nothing to worry about. If anything, it'll help you with your gardening. From now on, you'll have a green thumb when you get home. Well, I'm not exactly sure. It was either a curse the fairies gave you accidentally, or a curse you managed to get somehow when you walked through the door. It also explains why all the ferns were growing across you when I found you. But I promise it's a harmless curse. If you really want, I can help you get rid of it before you leave. I know some people aren't really the biggest fan of plants. You don't mind it? Oh, good. Well, don't be surprised if flowers start blooming around you as well, even out of season. That's also normal for this curse. But here, let me help you to your feet. Then we can start walking, and I can get you out of here. Just give me your hand. That's it. Oh, whoa. Hey, easy. Careful, I got you. You seem a little lightheaded. The fairies must have sprinkled you with fairy dust. That also explains why you fell asleep. Don't worry. The dizziness is just temporary. It'll fade. Damn those little things. I'll have to make a full report of this to my father once you're gone. The council's not gonna like this either. A human in the enchanted forest. Maybe I shouldn't tell them. I don't want to raise any more concern. The forest is already suffering enough these days. Oh, did I not mention that? You see, this forest is dying. There appears to be some sort of a disease among the plants. I've tried everything I can to save it. All different types of magic, even fairy dust, other curses like the growing one, and even some of my own magical skills, but no matter what I try, the trees here continue to fade. Everything is slowly dying. Maybe there's something deeper in the roots that I'm just not seeing, but I'm not going to give up on it. This forest has been around for thousands of years. There's no way it's gonna die on my watch. Feel sad? Wait, what did you say? You mean you can actually hear the forest? Just a feeling. Well, no, don't brush that aside. Hold on a sec. I need you to do something for me. It might sound a little weird. Come over here, Fern. I want you to touch this tree, and then close your eyes. And tell me what you feel, or what you hear. Shh, don't ask questions. Just do it. You're more in tune to the plants now because of your curse. More so than I've ever been. Maybe you'll be able to listen and tell me what's wrong with the trees. It's okay, don't be shy. They're not gonna hurt you or anything like that. Everything here has a spirit and has a name. That includes the rocks, the plants, and the animals. And if you can hear that, even just the slightest sound or feeling, it means you're in tune to them, to the forest. Kinda like we are. Well, fauns, fairies, any mystical creature, really. You must not be a typical human. But let's not worry about that right now. Here. Place your hand right here. Now listen. What do you hear? It sounds like a cave. That must be it. The root of the problem has to be underground. No. That's good enough. Thank you. Believe it or not, there is actually a cave near here. But we're not allowed to enter it. It's forbidden. It's a sacred place. But maybe I have to go there if I want answers. How many rules can I break in one day? But look, let's just get you home. I can worry about that on my own time. Come on, I'm sure your friends are waiting for you. They must be really worried. You want to stay and help? Oh, little Fern. I really do appreciate the offer, but remember, you're not supposed to be here anyway. I'm just glad that I'm the one that came across you, and not an orc or something. Ugh, those things give me the creeps. Oh, yes. There are giant orcs roaming these woods as well. They have a tribe not too far from here. They like to hunt elk around this area. Which is also why I probably shouldn't be here either. I don't want to trespass on their land. What would have happened if they found you? Well, they probably would have strung you up. And maybe cooked you for dinner? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to scare you. Orcs aren't really friendly towards humans. Or any of us, really. They'd probably try to cook me, too. So we should really get moving. Alright, just follow me. So, tell me a little bit about you. Besides the fact that you're human, I mean. Do you have a job or anything like that in your world? Oh, you do? That's awesome. You do what now? I've never heard of such a thing. Wow, humans really are fascinating. Oh? How interesting. So besides your job, do you do anything else? Art, huh? Art. Oh, like drawings and stuff. I see. That sounds different. We don't have anything like that here. Nothing like electronics. A phone? Oh. You mean like one of those things that you can hear people through? I read about that in one of our libraries. Yes. We do have books here. We even have a city. Mm-hmm. We mostly do writing and things like that. And some art. What about me? Well, being the prince, I'm not really allowed to do much. But I trained myself in archery when I was young. Even though my father was against it. He wanted me to stick more to, politics and things like that. You see, we have a lot of rules here, and we have to maintain the balance of magic. Don't worry, I won't bore you with any of that stuff. Honestly, I don't really care for it. I like being out here, in nature. What's our city like? Well, the streets are lined with other fauns. We sell books and fruit. The marketplace is beautiful, you would love it. Oh, of course. We have witches and mages. We even have mermaids, if you could believe it. Oh, and get this. They finally figured out how to walk on land, isn't that great? They just have to taste blood. And then their fins turn into legs. So they walk around the marketplace too. Although they still have scales and weird-looking ears, so you can tell them apart from others. We have a lot of different mystical races here. Do all fauns look like me? Well, not exactly. I mean, yes, there are girl fauns too. I studied magic most of my childhood. You see, it was required that we had a certain skill set. Being a part of the royal family, they want you to be very well-rounded and educated. The only thing my parents didn't really let me do was fight. But I managed to do it anyway. I would often sneak out at night to go play with my friends, and they would teach me how to fight. They were taking all kinds of lessons. Sword fighting, archery, hand-to-hand combat, stuff like that. You want to learn? Oh my. Maybe someday I could teach you. But, sadly, I don't think you'll ever be able to come back here. Nothing. I don't know why, but saying that made my chest ache. I mean, it's not like we really know each other, we just met. But for some reason, now I feel sad. Oh, it's nothing. You're sad too. Why is that? Because you like it here? I'm sure it's very different than what you're used to. It's a whole new world that's been unexplored by humans. So yes, I can only imagine this is quite exciting for you. Just like me meeting a human for the first time is exciting for me. I want to know everything there is to know about you. The things you like, the things you don't like. And everything about your world, too. I wish we had more time. But I can't keep you here any longer. No, it's not that. You see, I can sense things. And the forest has already been stirring ever since you arrived. I'm pretty sure that's how I managed to find you so quickly. But that also means that any other fauns in the area feel the same. They know something's up. And pretty soon they will all come looking for me as well. Which is why I need to get back as soon as possible. Before I get in any more trouble than I'm sure I'm already going to be in by my father for being out here. Hey, it's all right. I'll be okay, little fern, don't worry about me. The most that'll happen is I'll probably be confined to my room for a few days. Which is fine. My father just gets worried, that's all. I mean, honestly, I don't know why. I'm 121. I should be able to go where I want by now. But still, he doesn't trust me, because I'm always getting into trouble. Oh, right. I guess to you, that is really old. You humans live a much shorter lifespan. Most of you only live to be between 60 and 80. As sad as that is. But my kind live to be in our hundreds. Me, I'm still on the younger side. My father is 500 years old, believe it or not. And he has had many children over the years. But for some reason, I'm the one he chose to inherit the crown someday. Not that I'm not appreciative, but I don't know. I want to explore more of the world. I don't really want to be stuck here forever. You understand the feeling, huh? You know, as surprising as it is, it seems like me and you are a lot alike. I know, right? It is very strange. I didn't think I could get along with a human this well. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying your time here. But look, it's time for you to go, Fern. There's the doorway. I know it looks like nothing but a simple arch, but all you have to do is walk through it, and you'll be back with your friends on your hiking trail thing. Hey, what's the matter? Are these tears? Don't cry. It'll be okay. I know you don't want to go, but you have to. If you're caught here, they'll most likely throw you in the dungeon. And after that, I don't know what they'd do. There's never really been a human here, so I mean, at least not in this part of my world. I've heard rumors of humans showing up around. But typically they just disappear. I'm pretty sure that has something to do with the wizards that are in power in neighboring countries. I think they kill the humans. And then erase any memories of them from everyone's minds. That there's nothing left but a few fractions of stories and rumors that have no merit. There is dark magic here. And the last thing I want is for you to get caught up in it, or to get hurt. Or to be taken. Somewhere where I could not find you. At least this way I know that you're safe back in your realm. You want me to what? Don't close the door. But I mean, if I don't, what if someone else comes through? Invisibility spell? That might work, actually. If I place it over the door, it should hide it on both sides. But then how will you find it again if you want to come back? A ribbon? I suppose that could work. But is that really such a good idea? I mean, you coming back here. All right. I understand, my little fern. I don't want to say goodbye either. And there's still so much about you I don't know. How about this? In your world, 3 nights from now, come back here. And I'll be waiting. Yes. I promise. I know it'll be late and probably a little scary for you. But do you think you can manage? All right. And according to you, you weren't too far up the trail. And then you ran a little bit off of it. So you shouldn't have any trouble finding your way back to the door on your side. Just make a few mental notes. And yes, leave a ribbon. All right. It's time for you to go now. I'll see you in 3 days' time. Yes, I promise I'll be there. Oh, I hear the sound of hooves, and they're moving fast. Horses? You must go now. Hurry before they get here. Don't worry, I'll be fine. They're looking for me. Now go. You. Why would you? Fern, I. There's no time. Quickly. I'm sorry about this. Goodbye, Fern. I'll miss you.